It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
The second place record holder for touchdowns in a career at BSU is Chris Meyer. He has 31 touchdowns to his credit. The leader for touchdowns in a career at BSU, that record belongs to Eddie Acosta. He has 64. Head coach Brent Bolte.
Eddie is just, it's just weird when you watch him run. He had remarkable balance and remarkable hips, and not very, very infrequently did he go down on first contact, and that's what makes him special. So when he popped things in the open field, not only did he have the capabilities of taking it because he was fast, but when he got down in the red zone, he was able to handle the load and be able to get in. So just remarkable, that stat. I've never even looked at the record book that way, but what a disparity between one and two. That's amazing. But you know, back then, you know, we were a one back system and didn't spread the ball around and as much as we've done in recent years. And it's kind of ironic that Chris Meyer is number two, because those guys kind of overlap there for the last year. But you know, it's amazing. I've never, like I said before, never thought about it, but two touchdowns per game, if you could have that in your back pocket every week, you'd take that for your whole career as a coach. You know, obviously he took care of himself, and he was a strong, you know, kid, loved the weight room, and was able to play. You know, he had the one big injury where he medical redshirted with the ACL and was able to come back his senior year, his fifth year, and be able to still carry the brunt of the load. So yeah, it's amazing that doesn't happen very often these days.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.